Tom Woods Show, episode 2082.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Folks, if you're like me, when you criticize the Federal Reserve, you get all these lackey-style responses. Why, the Fed has made the economy more stable. You don't want to go back to the 19th century, do you? All kinds of arguments like that. Well, you can blow those and others out of the water with my free ebook, Our Enemy, the Fed. Grab it at ourenemythefed.com.
Hey, everybody. Tom Woods here. All right, I think everybody knows that it's very possible to have an unfulfilling career, and in particular, that it's possible to work for a big company and they just make your life miserable. Either you're not supposed to think certain things, or they're ramming crazy programs down your throat telling you you're a terrible person, or they're forcing a vaccine on you. Whatever it is, it can be, let's say, unfulfilling, put it that way. And there will be times when you will be tempted to get out of there. And there could be times when you're forced out of there. You tweeted the wrong thing, you said the wrong thing, whatever it is. How are you going to bounce back? Well, my guest today, Kevin Dolan, is returning to the program. He is with Exit Group, which was formed to help people do precisely that. And even in the worst possible circumstances where you've been doxxed and attacked and your company turns on you, like the worst possible circumstances, he and his group help you to land on your feet and come up with a plan B and carry on. But it doesn't have to be confined to those extreme circumstances. It's also for people who are just looking around saying, there has to be a better way for me to live. There just has to be. But I have this skill set and I don't know how to use it except in this context. These guys are really, really great at helping you figure out what your next move is. So Kevin, welcome back.
Great to be back.
Let's start off with a recap from you of what it is that your Exit Group does for people.
So Exit is essentially a freedom incubator. It's a way for people who are trying to increase their independence from the financial system, from corporate America, from the food system, whatever they want to disentangle themselves from, whatever their long-term dream is. It's built in the same way that an entrepreneurship group or a business incubator is built, but we just are oriented around those kinds of challenges. So we have an entrepreneurship group that's designed around helping people start a business or improve an existing business. We have trades and homesteading chat for guys who want to get out of the corporate world into a trade or into flipping houses or homesteading, anything of that nature. We have a fitness group. So it's basically just independence and self-reliance writ large. And it's built around helping people to accomplish all those kinds of goals.
It started off, though, maybe with a more narrow focus. Has it grown beyond where it was initially going? Because I think it partly had to do with helping people mitigate potential risks of, you know, being victims of cancel culture or being fired for the wrong tweet or whatever, and how to pick up the pieces after that.
So yes, and admittedly, the focus primarily is on exiting corporate culture for that reason. And I guess I would say it has grown beyond that. And I think it's not so much that our mission has changed, but that the threat environment has changed. You know, when we started this thing, the federal vax mandate had not come down. And so the people who were the most threatened by sort of the HR panopticon, the bureaucracy, were people who were speaking their minds online. That was the thing that you were most likely to get fired over. But I think it was actually the same week that we recorded our first episode, the federal vax mandate came down, and I was inundated by people who were like, you know, I'm not particularly ideological online. I don't have an aggressive social media presence, but I'm not going to get the vax. And, you know, I've been given 2 weeks, 3 months, 6 months to get it, or else I'm going to get fired. And so I need help to start building some alternatives. And that increased to people who were like, you know, I'd like to accomplish the same thing just because I hate working here and being around these people and their values, and I'm sick of diversity training and I'm not going to do it anymore. And so, yeah, the approach has evolved and we've learned some things and refined our offering, but the mission of independence from corporate culture is ultimately the same.
So let's get into the weeds here, but with some examples of people who have benefited from what you're doing. Because obviously we need what you're doing. We need people to guide folks out of toxic environments and to help them when, let's say, even the unthinkable happens. And of course, the vaccine mandates. Yeah, you and I could have talked about that. Those, in some cases, seem to be going by the wayside. But even if they did, the very fact that all of a sudden you could be subject to these arbitrary requirements goes to show your days are numbered in these environments in many cases.
What if it's the fact that you donated $5 to, you know, the Freedom Convoy and they want to come after your bank or they want to come after your job on that basis? I mean, there was that guy, I think it was an EMT or a paramedic, some healthcare professional who gave, I think, $10 to Kyle Rittenhouse during his legal challenge, and he was threatened with his job. And so, yeah, it doesn't have to be, if it's not the vax, it'll be something else.
Right. And so even if you have an employer who implemented the mandate and then walked it back, you now have seen the true character of that employer.
Yes.
And so who knows what the next demand will be. So at the very least, you should at least be thinking about what your plan B is. At the very least, you should be lining up alternatives for yourself. So you wrote to me and mentioned that you were still proceeding and that you were having some success and you were helping a bunch of people. And I said, all right, give me some bullet points. I want to know examples of what's been going on. First of all, what are the demographics of your group or what kind of fields are they in primarily?
Yeah, so I would say about a quarter of them are in tech jobs, some flavor of software developer, data scientist, backend engineer, something like that. Another 25% are actually already entrepreneurs. And then the rest is a grab bag of government employees, doctors, lawyers, accountants, soldiers, guys in sales, guys in trades. It really runs the gamut. And what's beautiful about that is you've got tons of people who are sort of passing in the night. You've got trade guys who are like, well, I want to start a business. And so they need to talk to the entrepreneurship guys. And then you've got software developers who are like, I want chickens. And the trade guys can tell them all about what that's like. And so we've gotten to the point where there's really not a lot of questions that we can't either answer within the group or have like one degree of separation. Like we either know the answer or we know the guy who knows the answer.
Talk to me about the hot seat feature that you have. I find that very attractive.
Yeah. So essentially when someone is in trouble, and that can be as urgent and serious as I've been doxxed and, you know, my job, I've got like 48 hours maybe. It can be as serious as that. It can be, you know, I've been given 3 months to figure something out with a vax mandate. Or it can be, we had one guy who just, he was already an entrepreneur, but he was struggling and he wanted to get some help from the group and some advice. But the essence of it is in our weekly Tuesday group call, we circle the wagons and we bring everybody in. We have a few days in advance, the member will describe his challenge and give us some, like, you know, so that we don't bark up the wrong tree. He gives us like, well, I've looked at these things and here's why I'm not going to do X, Y, and Z, but here's what I am looking at. And we help him talk through the ramifications of like, what would it mean if you went into this industry? What of your existing skill set can you deploy in maybe a lower visibility or a less time-consuming position? And we've had every flavor of that call you can imagine, where sometimes it's primarily, we had one guy who was in a very high visibility position and was concerned about getting doxxed, and he didn't need to like go get the dream job. He just needed, he was on a burning platform. He needed a place to land. And so we talked through like, how could you make a lateral that was as painless as possible? How can we make your next opportunity create the most space possible for you to work toward the dream? You know what I mean? Because he was, you know, 80-hour weeks, totally exhausted. And, you know, I knew that like if he made an extra 10 hours a week, 15 hours a week into his schedule by taking an easier job, virtually all of that would go to just his kids and his family. And so I thought, is there a way that we can dig a little bit deeper and find an opportunity that not only gives you that time with your family to kind of recover from the stress of this job that you hate, but also gives you time to plan for the future and work ahead? And we were successful in helping him in that regard. And more importantly, though, I think from his perspective, you know, he's a very capable guy. I think he could have made that job change himself. But what he told me was that he really, his job environment was so hostile to his values that like if he were to voice any piece of his fear to anyone in his professional life, you know, that would have been it. He would have been toast. And so just to have a group of guys who were smart and competent and in his corner was immense for him. So it can be like that. It can be, we helped a guy who was a web developer and he was up against a vax mandate. He started a web development shop and then went on contract with some bigger projects. And I mean, 3 weeks afterwards, he was making 30% more than he had been. So it's those kind of moves that we're trying to make in the hot seat.
That's tremendous. I am so glad that a thing like this exists. You know, I've been working on a project of my own where one of the features of it is a business directory where every one of my members, it's the Tom Woods School of Life project that I have now. Mm-hmm. It's closed right now for membership until August. But one of the features is we have a business directory so we can patronize each other's businesses. We have a job board where people are starting to post jobs. We can hire each other. If we're not looking out for each other, no one else is going to. And yes, it's surprising to me, given how marginalized we are and how vulnerable we are, that it's taken so long for anyone to think to do something like this. We all know we need it, and yet nobody's doing it. And the kind of service you're providing is another example of that. We all know we need this, yeah, and now finally we have somebody doing it. You were mentioning in what you wrote to me about some projects that are being developed in your group that sound pretty interesting to me. Can you run through those?
Yeah. So, and you know, because these are not my project, these are members' projects, I have to be a little bit circumspect about how much I share.
Of course. Yep.
But there is a film studio being created by a libertarian member of the group who's interested in creating space for non-Hollywood ideas and ideology to be promulgated in film. And there's an investment pool that's involved with that, that some of our guys are participating in. And the rise of that has been astonishing and really, really cool. We also have a cancellation insurance project that's in the works with some really smart people with experience in the crypto space, the Web3 space, so that people can potentially commit to help without paying immediately in the event that some cancellation event transpires. And there'll be more on that, you know, from him when he debuts it. But we also have a business in a box course that we're working on. A friend of mine in the group is a landscaper, and he's been very successful, and he knows exactly how to build. There's not a ton of like judgment calls that you need to do to start a landscaping business. And so the idea behind this is like, let's take somebody who has $1,000, enough to buy the mower, the blower, the weed whacker, you know, throw it in the back of even a hatchback and get started mowing lawns. And then how long does it take you doing that just on Saturdays to build up enough of a savings that you could then go to part-time or maybe even quit the job and then own your job for a while? And then how do you save from there to hiring help? And then it's a business. And we have stories of people that he's familiar with who have taken a landscaping business from kid with a lawnmower to essentially a passive income stream, or at least something that where your duties are primarily management and marketing in a matter of 4 years. And so we wanted to create like a business in a box where we could offer this to people so that there's no judgment calls whatsoever. We're going to tell you what equipment to buy. We're going to tell you how to market it. We're going to provide the PDFs to like draw up contracts, invoices. We're going to tell you what polo to buy and like where to get it monogrammed, every piece of it. Because so much of the trepidation around entrepreneurship is a sense that there's all these unknown unknowns. And this project is one example of it. But just being able to sit in a room, I mean, for me personally, this is my first entrepreneurial project that I've ever done. But being able to sit in a room with these guys who have done it and are doing it, and to see the diversity of approaches and how many ways a thing can work, and how many times the answer is, oh, I just Googled it. You know, like there wasn't some secret knowledge that they had to be inducted into to start a business, to like start an LLC or whatever it is that you're afraid of attempting. It's so cool when they tell me like, oh, I just Googled it, because then I know there's no secret sauce. I can just go do it. Those are some of the projects that we're working on.
Hey, everybody, just a quick word of thanks to Skillshare, the online learning community that is sponsoring this episode. They've been so good to the Tom Woods Show, and they're offering our listeners a one-month free trial. So I hope you'll make 2022 a year of new learning, growth, and connection through creativity with online classes from Skillshare. There are so many fascinating classes on Skillshare, you're not going to believe it. Thousands and thousands of them that you get with just one membership. So we're talking illustration, design, photography, animation, productivity, and way, way more. Like, for example, this one I stumbled upon at random, and I thought, yeah, this would be wonderful to know. Indoor gardening, grow houseplants, veggies, and herbs with Etka Chowdhury. The classes are short and manageable, so you can introduce something new and exciting into your life without making a massive sacrifice. Skillshare has classes for every skill level, and with short lessons, hands-on projects, classes designed for real life, you can tap into the creativity you have got inside. Skillshare helps you move your creative journey forward without putting life on hold. You'll create real projects, you'll get the support of your fellow creatives, so you can accomplish real growth. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/woods, where our listeners get a one-month free trial. That's 1 month free at Skillshare.com/woods. Let me ask you something. I have a friend who, he's an executive producer at a network you've heard of. It's not ABC or something like that, but it's a channel on your cable system, if you have that, that you have definitely heard of. And it is not a network that when you hear it, you say, those people are evil. You know, you think that they're probably, who even knows what their political views are. But he is looking to hire a couple of field producers. So he was asking me if I know liberty-minded television producers. And now I'm wondering if he approached you, would you say, well, this runs counter to what I'm trying to do at Exit? Or would you say, maybe I do know a couple people in television who might like this job?
Well, off the top of my head, just hearing what you've said, I mean, I'd certainly want to talk about it. Absolutely. You know, I'd have to learn more, but it sounds like a fascinating idea. I definitely think that we need to have outsiders in these institutional spaces and not there as supplicants,
right.
Not there as dependents upon that system.
Right.
So yeah, it's a fascinating idea.
And not to mention, you can start your career by working in such and such environment that you won't necessarily be in your whole life, but do it long enough to build up, let's say, a resume, a portfolio, experience, whatever.
Yes.
And then you can go and pursue the kinds of avenues you guys are looking at. I do want to say to people listening, if that's you, if you actually have experience as a television producer and you would be interested in this, he's looking for a couple of field producers to work on a show. And as I say, when you see the network, you'll instantly recognize it and it's completely respectable and you would not have any moral qualms about working there, then you should contact me through the contact page at tomwoods.com and I'll hook you up together. Now, and first of all, what's the website?
So it's exitgroup.us. And there you can sign up for our newsletter. You can listen to episodes of the podcast and you can register to join the group.
Okay, so that's my question. You register to join the group. What does this consist of? And do I pay to join the group? And once I join the group, what do I get? What's expected of me?
You do pay to join the group. It's a dues-paying fraternal organization. And the program essentially is, there's a weekly group call. That's where we do the hot seats. That's where we discuss big picture topics that are of interest to everybody in the group. So last week was family. We were talking about, like, how do you get your spouse on board with your vision, your quest? How do you raise children in this environment? How do you, if you're not married, how do you find a person who you could kind of take this adventure with? The previous week, we did emergency preparedness. Before that, it was homeschooling. And if it's not that, it's a hot seat. And that's the general approach to the full group call. Then we have five accountability groups that are smaller groups, but they're focused around, we've got tech and trades. So tech is guys who want to learn about crypto. They want to get a tech job. They want to become a web developer. Trades is you want to become an electrician. You want to become a general contractor, or you want to just DIY projects on your house, flip it, or you want to raise chickens or cows, anything like that, anything hands-on. And then Thursdays is entrepreneurship. That's a very well-attended call. It routinely goes 2 hours just because we have so much to talk about. Everybody in the group, everybody on that call gets 5 minutes to talk about their project, their dream, their challenge. And then they get 5 minutes of clarifying questions, feedback, referrals from the group. And the creative alchemy in that call is just stunning. We've had people who essentially, they're not like, you know, type A, like going to go look for VC seed money type of guys. They're people that have a passion or an obsession, and it's very much centered around getting them through the baby steps to achieve that. And you know, you mentioned the challenge that people have of maybe going into an institution for a little while so they can go live the dream. And we're very much like diversity of tactics is what we're all about. So like, I've had guys who've gone into a corporate job as part of their exit strategy because it serves the overall goal. And they've got a vision, they've got a time limit of when they want to get in, when they want to get out, and what they want from that. And so I am definitely not telling anybody to run off and join the circus or jump into something half-cocked. It's very much like, how do we make this real? How do we consider all the angles and count the cost and take it seriously? So that's the entrepreneurship call. And then we've got on Saturdays, we've got our content creation call. So that's anybody who's wants to make movies, they want to make a blog, they want to start a podcast or a YouTube channel. We've got a couple of the guys who are collaborating on a fiction Substack and comparing notes and editing each other's content and getting better at writing. And that I think is super important from like a cultural control perspective, because I feel like all of the cultural energy in the country, in the West really, is with us. It's with people like us, because what is going on inside Hollywood and inside the media is so stultifying. They have nothing new to say. And so it's very important that we develop the skills and learn from them too. Because I mean, they used to make great movies. They used to make great content, and take what they have and essentially pillage it and make it our own. So that's what we do in the content call. So it's the group call and then the five accountability groups. And we do quarterly check-ins with me to like connect people who maybe haven't been made aware of some other options that are in the group, some other people that they might talk to. Routinely, there's a guy who, you know, I need to become a data scientist. I have no idea what's involved with that. I say, well, we've got a guy who runs data science boot camps, and maybe he can send you some notebooks to work on and help you develop like a self-study curriculum. We've got one guy who's in that situation who for the last 4 months has been essentially building his own boot camp. And he's basically at the point where he's ready to start creating his capstone project to throw up on a repository so people can see what he's done and employ him. And so it's those kinds of connections that we're trying to make with those quarterly calls. And yeah, then we have monthly meetups all over the country. I fly out and I go host a little get together and we shake hands and see, look each other in the eye. And that's very powerful for the networking that we're trying to do, especially locally.
It's really amazing what you've done. Now, your story that you told the last time you were on, and I'll link to the previous episode you did with me on the show notes page, which would be tomwoods.com/2082. This isn't some abstract academic exercise for you. You were in precisely this situation, and you kind of had to figure out how somebody picks up the pieces after something like this. And so in the course of doing that, you created this, and you went from you being the only member to now having a robust enough group that you can fly around and have in-person events and have these hot seats and the calls and all this other stuff. I'm just curious, how did you, I don't know if you had much of a name, if people knew who you were. How did you go from somebody most people didn't know and basically no members to this flourishing group? What were the actual nuts and bolts of getting people's attention to come join you?
Well, so from the beginning, I had a pretty robust social network on Twitter. And several of my friends who, when they heard what I was going through, said essentially, whatever you choose to build from this, I will participate. No questions asked. And that gave me a ton of confidence to say, like, we've really got something here. I knew that I had the resources, the social resources, the network to find myself any of like half a dozen jobs probably based on that. So when you're looking at a network, like how many people can you personally help and how many people can help you? Like what are the odds that a random person in your social network has a data science job if you're a data scientist? Smaller. But what are the odds that any one of the hundreds of people in your social network can help some other person in that social network? Well, that's almost a certainty. And so just creating a trusted space where people could talk to each other was really the biggest piece of it. And we started with a rate that was pretty reasonable for our founding guys to kind of reward them for giving us a chance, which I think is what you've done with the School of Life, which I think is smart. And I think in the first week, we had, I want to say 40 guys in the group.
That's great.
Yeah. It was incredible. And that was enough to do the calls. That was enough to provide the value initially. And, you know, we've had guys come in. It's funny. Like every time we've needed the guy to come in, the guy just sort of materializes. We needed to talk about reputation management. We got a reputation management entrepreneur professional who offered us some of his templates for, like, you know, how do you deal with a reputational attack? We needed an SEO guy. Boom, an SEO guy shows up. And I you know, I don't want to get, you know, too religious about it, but I feel like there's providence in that. I feel like this is supposed to happen.
Jeez, I've talked to people in reputation management and I haven't been that impressed with their skill set. I have to say, if you could give my contact information to that person so you don't have to give me his or hers, I suppose, I would love to have a consultation, which I would gladly pay for. And by the way, I'm pretty happy with my reputation, but there are bad people out there who want to cast me in a bad light. So Sure. Unfortunately, in this world, you know, if this were like 100 years ago, there'd be no problem because, you know, I wouldn't be facing these kinds of problems, but it would be nice to talk to somebody like that.
Happy to make that connection.
Okay, good. Wow. Okay. So exitgroup.us is where you folks should go and just commit to this. What more could you want? I'm really, really impressed with it. Check out the website. If you look at exitgroup.us, it's got everything you could ask for. I'm looking right now. I'm looking at the newsletter page, the podcast page. There's a lot here that one guy who was a victim of this decided to do so that what happened to him would not have happened in vain. And in order to help a whole lot of other people. And again, it doesn't matter whether or not you're actually doxxed or you're actually run afoul of corporate culture or anything like that. Now it's rather just a matter of self-preservation, that if it's not now, it'll be 5 years down the road that something will happen and you'll wish you had prepared some kind of an exit strategy for yourself. What else do you want to tell my audience before we wrap up?
I was just going to say, you know, about the cancel thing, like, I tell people, like, if you ask me to explain why I want people out of these corporate jobs, I wouldn't have to get into politics for like the first 2 hours of that conversation.
Yeah, that's right. That's an excellent point.
These jobs are just miserable. And the environment that you have to be in is so soul-sucking. And so, like, even if you're not concerned about any of this ideological stuff, if that's you, come talk to me. Absolutely.
Okay, good. All right. So again, the website, which I'll also put on the show notes page, is exitgroup.us. Well, continued good luck, Kevin. What you're doing, as you yourself know, is so important, and I hope a boatload of my people will go over there and get serious and join you in it. So thanks very much.
Thank you so much. And I just real quick, I want to say several of my guys have signed up for the School of Life, and they've all got great things to say. And I think that one of the things that you have to offer in that space is you've got this network and this reach that is so incredible. And so it's absolutely great and complimentary to have you in the fight. So thanks a lot.
Thank you. And, you know, and I have stories kind of like yours. Like the very first session we had of the School of Life was just a big brainstorming session. And I had 700 people on a live call on a Friday night. That is unheard of. And we just talked about different topics we want to cover. And somebody made something about, I'm new into real estate and I'm trying to figure out how to increase my leads. And I had somebody write to me and say, I can definitely help this young guy. I know exactly what he needs to know. You should put me in touch with him. So just that sort of thing. You know, just guy asked for something, he instantly got it. And to be part of that and to watch that happening. And then all the other side of my network is I just know a lot of people. So if we want to talk about offshore bank accounts or relocating to another country or getting a second passport, well, I'm going to have Doug Casey because he's lived in 10 countries and visited 175 and he runs internationalman.com and he's a number one New York Times bestselling author. I know him. I know U.S. Congressman John Duncan who can tell us about relocation and talk about his state, and I know Joel Skousen, who wrote the book Strategic Relocation. I know all these people. You know, I can bring them to a place where people who are desperate for that information can get it. And now you are in a very similar situation now because of your network that you formed on Twitter. And now I hope that this appearance on my show will extend further your reach and bring in still more people. It's exciting doing things like this. I mean, it's great writing about libertarianism and talking about it. And that's very important. That changes people's lives in its own way. But to actually observe somebody's life being changed in ways that it wouldn't have been changed otherwise, for the better, for that person, for that person's family, that the person lives a happier, less stressed out life, more fulfilled, and that you had a hand in that, I don't see anything that could be more fulfilling than this.
It's absolute magic.
Yeah, absolutely. So exitgroup.us, that is everybody's homework assignment today, is to go to exitgroup.us. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Great talking to you.
All right, everybody, that's it for today. This is the first episode on YouTube I've been able to do in a few days. Couldn't put Dave Smith's episode on yesterday for reasons that you heard toward the end. So remember, if you're listening on YouTube, you're missing a lot of the episodes. So I would urge you to, if you see a gap in the numbers, to realize, ooh, I must be missing a really juicy one, go over to Odyssey, O-D-Y-S-E-E, and go to my Odyssey channel, tomwoods.com/vid, and you can always hear all the episodes. You can hear them also at tomwoods.com. So anyway, tomorrow, I don't know what we're going to be talking about, but I'm sure it'll be awesome. I'll see you then.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit tomwoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of the Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at podsworth.com.